Faces was really something to watch. But anyway, this is definitely a different side of Doha.
Who has been to a Tiny Temper concert before in their life? Make some noise. So the next song is a test. I want to see how high Qatar can jump tonight. If you are ready for Tiny Temper, make some noise!
So there you go. They call it Escape Doha or Escape Qatar. Tag for this evening, and I can see why. It's definitely quite different from everything else I've experienced here so far. Now it's time to jump.
Well, I'm back home now. That was just a little clip from the evening I went out to this evening. It was a lot of fun. Very noisy. I've sort of strained my voice trying to shout over the music to record this earlier, and also just chatting with people and trying to chat with people next to me. So yeah, it was a very nice evening. I even had a gin and tonic, and Heineken tasted quite good. Yeah, it was nice to let my hair down. Saying that though, those people that were in front of me, I don't know, I feel really uncomfortable about this, and I don't know if I should express this out loud or if I'm even supposed to feel like this. I felt really uncomfortable watching the girl who was swirling her hair around dance more and more provocatively, rubbing up against all sorts of people. And as she was doing so, these three guys were sort of watching her in a really... I just didn't like it. And it made me feel really uncomfortable. And then she started kind of, yeah, almost lap dancing for them. And it was just a bit much. Now, is that me being judgmental about her and the way she was dancing? I mean, maybe she was having a grand old time. Maybe she was really drunk. Maybe both. But it just... I don't know. I mean, it's not exactly a public display of affection. You know, you usually think of that as a sort of peck on the cheek. It felt a bit more than that, but it was, I don't know. Am I prudish because I'm British? Have I just got used to not seeing people dancing and being out with drunk people? Maybe. But I don't know. It made me feel really uncomfortable. And I'm now, before I go to bed, I'm sort of battling with this idea that I sort of felt bad for her because of the way that these guys were looking at her and just going like, yeah. I felt uncomfortable by what she was doing. I felt uncomfortable by the way that they were reacting to it. And it all made me feel quite uncomfortable. And yeah, I suppose I don't know, if that's what people do here, you know, when they let their hair down, when they finally get a bit of alcohol, they really let their hair down and just drink a lot. I don't know. Is that how it is? Is that what my colleagues think that I do if I tell them I'm going for a drink this weekend? None of them drink. I don't want them to judge me badly if they think, you know, if I say I drink, you know, I don't mean like I'm a drunk. I mean, I like to have a pint with my friends and, you know, chew the cud, put the world to rights, etc. But this felt a bit much. Have I turned into an old woman, you know? Youth of today, I don't know. Yeah, strange one, that. Strange one. I suppose there are places where people, you know, if you're in a club in Miami or something, even places in London where you can only get in if you book a table, you know, and it costs you loads of money, and then you get like a couple of bottles of spirits and a load of mixers, and then you feel like you should drink it. And I don't know, I find the whole idea of buying a bottle of any kind of alcohol, I just find it quite weird. Not any kind of alcohol, any kind of spirit. You know, instead of just going down the pub and having a pint or having a gin and tonic, or, you know, I suppose if you have a bottle of wine, fine. But to go out somewhere and be like, oh, let's have a whole bottle of gin. Let's have a litre of vodka. I don't know, it's just, I suppose it's just a very different way of drinking.